This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jeff and Good Day Way. Ken Kessler is here. Richie's having his physical today. Let's see, who else is... Oh, Jennifer's not here because she's having a physical. Roberta's having... We're all having physicals. They're getting physical. So we have the Good Day Goodies essence of what's going on in the world today to share with you. You share your thoughts with us, too. 888-302-3684. Email to Ken or Doug at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. The feds say that there's a new leaker. A new leaker. That is exposing national security documents in the aftermath of the disclosures by Edward Snowden. Proof of the new leaker comes from national security documents that form the basis of a story published yesterday. The publisher is Intercept. I don't know this news site. You know, Glenn Greenwald.
I've never heard of it before.
Isn't Greenwald the guy from the reporter from the Guardian?
Yeah.
Is he that guy? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So he's now taken on this cause. The article focuses on the growth in the U.S. government databases of known or suspected terrorist names during this administration. The article cites documents prepared by the National Counterterrorism Center, dated August of last year, which is after Mr. Snowden left the U.S. So how could he have gotten a hold of this information? Reporter Greenwald has suggested that there is another leaker. His Twitter account carries the following statement, quote, "It seems clear at this point that there is another. Government officials investigating to find out the identity of the second leaker." That would be a good place for... Yeah. Okay, so is this good or bad? We'll have a lot of people that will focus on this for a while today, maybe this week, maybe this month, but no one will capture the attention that Snowden has. Although I'm happy to have as many people dealing out secrets as possible. Is that un-American? Mr. Assange started it. Mr. Snowden keeps it going. Maybe this new person, whoever it is. So what's the problem? Do you know how much better off we are knowing what Snowden has leaked? Is there anybody that can argue against that honestly? Really and truly, down in the deep, the soul of souls, your heart of hearts. Don't you think we're better off knowing how corrupt our government is? From the inside?
Do you really think we didn't know that before, though?
Well, I think we sensed it. I think maybe this just underscores it, Kenny. I know you don't. I don't think Snowden's a hero. Never did. But I'm glad that the information is there. Happy, glad, I don't know what the right word is. Satisfied that what he did was in our best interest. Might not have been in the best interest of the government. It used to be in the old days, government had our best interests at heart. Don't feel that anymore, do you? Do you think the government has your best interests at heart?
I think some of the politicians, when they first get into office, do. But I think there's just that culture of corruption that they lose touch and lose sight of why they're there.
The bureaucrats are more important, however, than the politicians. And we've allowed them. Yeah, yesterday, you may have heard me talking about this latest move by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to get submachine guns for their agents. The USDA needs submachine guns for what purpose? So they can go in and check out what's going on at the slaughterhouse to see if the meat packers are doing what they're supposed to? Is that what we need a submachine gun for? Or maybe to go in and harass the people selling raw milk around the country. Need a machine gun for that, right? So this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. The Supreme Court for it left for its summer recess, scathing rebuke of the EPA and other agencies that are just taking on all these rulemaking positions like they had the authority to do it. They take the authority, and apparently it has, according to them anyway, it has the support, the rule of law behind it. And the Supreme Court says, no, it doesn't. You have no business making those decisions or those rules, whatever the rules were. And that maybe will send some of these people packing, or at least thinking about what they're suggesting. Is there, like OSHA, you don't hear as much from OSHA anymore as you used to. Remember when OSHA first came into being? How instead of doing what government ought to do, go around and help people that have businesses, you got a problem with that leaky, you got that leaky tank over there. Maybe we can help you get it fixed. No, here's $1,000 fine for not having fixed your leaky tank. Right? That kind of stuff. All right, now, next item of interest has to do with last week's VA bill. A lot of hooch on that. And what progress, if any, there is in the ongoing VA scrutiny scandal, however you want to, whatever term you want to use for it. Gretchen Martins, who's known as the veteran lady, runs an organization aimed at having us understand better what's going on for American veterans. The operation is called Homeward Deployed. So we'll talk with her about the latest from the VA in a moment here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, I'm like, that was good. Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once they hear it, they stop what they're doing, break into a dance, and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Here's a man doing the shopping cart dance right now. Why are you dancing?
Because I just got a ruler for 25 cents, a comic book for 50 cents, and filler paper for 82 cents. That's a ruler for 25 cents, a comic book for 50 cents, and filler paper for 82 cents.
It's amazing how fast you said that.
I'm a legal voiceover, and it's an amazing deal. Not just a good deal, an amazing deal.
Wow. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less.
One more thing. Limit supply. See store staples.com for details.
I'm Pam McKissick, CEO of Williams & Williams. You know, luxury has nothing to do with dollars. Some mansions are nothing more than square footage, and some cottages are exquisitely designed. That's why our luxury home division focuses on more than cost to build. We look at uniqueness, historic value, architectural integrity. So whether your home is worth $500,000 or $5 million, if it deserves luxury treatment, call Williams & Williams at 1-800-826-7830. That's 1-800-826-7830.
The Dexter Good Day program, 16 after the hour. Gretchen Martins, who has brought new meaning to the old song, Tie a Yellow Ribbon. Matter of fact, her website is untyingtheyellowribbon.com. Is here, been involved in helping veterans for a long time. The place I'd like to start, Gretchen, is with the latest numbers. Before we talk about what the politicians on both sides of the aisle tried to do last week, what are the actual numbers as the dust settles in this foolishness? The vets who have not been seen, vets who have been waiting for appointments, vets who have died, are there updated numbers?
They are still focusing in on the numbers. So the numbers are, sadly still the same as what they are, more than 150,000 veterans who haven't been seen waiting for care, some of them waiting for care as much as 2 years. So the thing that's missing in that new bill that I noticed is actually the very intensive audit of all of these VA facilities that would give us the exact numbers. But for people who may not have tuned in before, more than 40 dead veterans in Phoenix alone, yeah. 100 veterans who died and are waiting to be buried in the L.A. morgue. Every day, the VA scandal just gets worse and worse.
All right, so the essence of the bill, let's dig that apart a little bit more. Bernie Sanders, and I forget the congressman's name, Jim, help me, who's the Republican congressman?
Miller. Jim
that's
Miller
it, right.
From
yeah,
the House.
Right. Yeah. So their idea is to make it easier to fire the people who are incompetent, which is always a swell thing to say, not as easily done in the government that we have here, the way they protect these union folks. The other thing that's troubling about the reality here is that $5 billion, $10 billion, why would we spend any more money unless you completely redid the organization? Throwing money at this, even if you can get rid of the old, there still is a culture there that has allowed this to happen. And frankly, for one, I don't want to support spending any more money and not another nickel. They have a big budget. Let them use it efficiently. What's your reaction to that?
I actually 100% agree. What we know is that in the past 5 years alone, the budget at the VA has increased by 60%.
Yeah.
So clearly throwing money at the issue is not solving the problem. And the way that they've sort of narrowed down the bill, because there's a lot of concern about the long-term care costs of giving veterans this choice card and saying, well, have at it, go to any private health care system you want to, that they've allocated $10 billion, but it's actually put us all, and I say, oh, because we're all citizens paying taxes, it's put us on the line for far more than that. So I absolutely agree with you.
All right, so then what is the solution?
Well, I think, number one, you're very correct that we need to actually recreate the whole system and deal with the endemic problems. And that's something where I'm very hopeful that Bob McDonald, coming from the Fortune 500, and he's gotten a lot of actually very nasty criticism. Well, just because the man can sell Pampers, can he fix the VA? But he's a business person, and what he brought to Procter & Gamble was process improvement. It was leadership. It was fixing broken systems. So hopefully he'll be able to do a job, but he has a long road ahead of him.
Well, under the circumstances, this fellow may bring, and you wonder sometimes why people volunteer for this stuff. Let's not judge him before he actually gets a chance to do his work. Regardless of whether you support the Obama administration, we all know how horrible this all has been. So let's give him a chance and see what he can do. But he ought not to be given more money. I think we all pretty much agree on that. So you have... I want to underscore the books that you've written, Untying the Yellow Ribbon, Transforming How Veterans and Communities Thrive, is one of the things that people will find if they go to untyingtheyellowribbon.com. That's the website for this group of veteran supporters led by Gretchen Martins. So you may want to, if you're a member of this group or concerned about it, as most of us are, try checking out the website again, untyingtheyellowribbon.com. Gretchen Martins, thanks for being here on Good Day. It's 21 after the hour.
Moms of America. Stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Please, Jennifer, we need her. All right, so time for our daily one-hit wonder contest. Playing a song now by a group that only had one hit here in America. They were big in other countries, had many hits in other countries, but this group only had one hit, and you're listening to it right now. If you can tell us the name of this group, dial 888-302-3684. And if you're the correct caller with the right answer, we'll send you a CD with a number of one-hit wonder hits on the CD. It's Barbie Girl. That's the name of the song. Barbie Girl. Big smash hit, 1997 was the year. Again, the number to call for the identity of the group, 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. Tell us the name of this group. So maybe as I pass along a few tidbits, Kenny, it might be easier for people to figure this out. Four-person Danish-Norwegian dance group. Controversy over the song's naughty lyrics. Not going to repeat some of them. Sorry. I'm supposed to be a little more conservative than that. Fine, am I not? We already pulled one faux pas with a late-night monologue. Audio. We'll not do that again. Anyway, this group originally was called Joy Speed. The lead singer, Len Nystrom, got into the group, recorded their first single, Itsy Bitsy Spider, that apparently bombed, right? That's why they only have one group. Let's see here. Mattel filed a lawsuit against the record label claiming the song had tarnished Barbie's reputation. Again, the name of the song is Barbie Girl, judged throughout a court, and said to both parties, chill out. The group agreed to reunite for a series of 25 concerts about 7 years ago, but it was canceled after 8 concerts because they didn't do well ticket-wise. So that's basically the story of this group, 888-302-3684, as we figure out what the name of the group is for a CD with all these one-hit wonder hits on them. Our thought for the day today, something that most of the time when I come up with these things, they have relevance to the day or to some experience that hopefully many of us are going through. Thought for the day, the quality of our expectations determine the quality of our actions. What expectations do you have? I think a lot of times we are so critical of so many things, and I fall into this. Do we, by the criticism, bring about more of the malfeasance that caused us to be critical in the first place? Something to think about, even with regard to ourselves. The old inner critic. But don't be too critical of yourself. Give yourself a break. It's time now for us to pick somebody who looks like, let's see, where do we have somebody that looks interesting? Everybody looks interesting. Chad is in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. Chad, hi.
How's it going?
Well, how about with you?
It's going great, thank you.
All right, what was going on with you in 1997?
1997, I was in Germany, stationed in the Army, and it was pretty big over there, that song.
This song was? Well, this group was big over there. They had other hits beside this song elsewhere beside America, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you knew about them. Okay, the name of the group is?
It's Aqua.
Aqua.
Barbie, let's go party.
That's Jennifer over here. She'll be having a lot of fun with this. I actually don't remember this song. Kenny, you remember this song?
Oh, yeah. It was a big summertime hit.
Right. Huge. Summertime. Yeah. All right. So you were stationed where, Chad, in Germany?
I was in Baumholder at the time.
Yeah. What was that experience like?
It was great. I really enjoyed Germany. I had a five-year-old at the time, so this song was really a lot of fun.
Oh, boy. I bet. All right, well, we'll send you this CD. Hope you'll have fun with that. Thank you, sir. Chad on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Very often people will say to me, Warren, I love my dog. I adore my dog, and I want to take him everywhere I go. But the minute I put him in the car, you know what? He gets car sick. There's nothing more preventative than bringing your dog than having to clean up after him. First of all, make sure your dog gets used to the car, not just to go to the veterinarian or the groomer, but perhaps a friend's house, a park, a beach, a neighborhood. Also, spend some time not going anywhere, just sitting in the car with maybe giving the dog a special treat or a toy. This way, what happens is now there's a positive association with the car. Try short rides, maybe just back out of the driveway, pull back in, drive around the block to a friend's house, spend some time there. I love taking rides with my dog. It's good for their mental stimulation, and it's good for them physically. But it took me a while to adjust them to riding in the car. Just make sure they associate the car with positive things, not just going to the veterinarian or for a haircut. After all, if that was all that I went in the car, I might get sick myself. I'm Warren Eckstein.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What do you care about, department? It's Doug's Good Day Wednesday. Ken Kessler and I are working at the Ken and Doug show today. Richie's getting poked and prodded. Jennifer is probably as well. Roberta had a week here. Now it's time for a week off. You know how that works. We have our television report. A lot of things going on in the world of TV. So that's coming up in a few minutes. Right now, though, focusing on the issues of the day, which include, for some, those of you who love politics, four different states had primaries yesterday. The one that seems to have, Kenny, attracted the most attention is the Kansas primary, where Senator Pat Roberts held off the Tea Party insurgent, that horrible guy, Mr. Milton Wolf. Can you imagine the audacity of somebody challenging Pat Roberts? Woof! All right, so anyway...
That's pretty nasty.
Well, the two of you know, this is why politics is such a phony sport, because the Republicans who are representing one school of thought versus Republicans that represent another school of thought, they eat their young. They're just as bad as the Democrats going after other Republican politicians. It's the same stuff. It's tragic. It gives the country a black eye. It brings out the worst in people. So the story that went with Roberts was that he had lost touch with Kansas, didn't spend much time there, which is true of all these people. They go to Washington, they buy a house in one of the suburbs, for the most part, and they live there most of the time. That's what they do. This guy, Wolf, was a doctor, I think, right? Somehow or other, somebody said he was a distant relative of President Obama's. And he... apparently not too smart. One of the things he had to overcome or explain was why he posted x-rays of his patients on his Facebook page with commentary that wasn't particularly... This guy's kind of a dunderhead, I'm going to guess. Yeah, what did you learn about him? Anything? This guy Wolf.
No, that's about it. There was some kind of face-to-face confrontation in the streets. Lots of nasty ads going back and forth. It was just it was just kind of despicable.
Right, but it brings out the politics seems to bring out the worst in people, and so why we spend so much time talking about it is beyond me. So there were primaries in Michigan yesterday and Washington State as well. How did they come out?
Well, there was one more race in Kansas also. Congressman Mike Pompeo, I think is how you say it.
Pompeo?
Defeated.
Pompeo, yeah.
Pompeo, okay. Defeated former Congressman Todd Tiart.
Who wanted to go back to Congress. It's a nice life.
Yes.
If you can get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody else? In Michigan.
Yeah.
In Michigan, it was the same kind of thing, a Tea Party challenger against the Republican incumbent. Brian Ellis, a businessman, was up against, I lost it here.
Dave Trott, see the other guy? Somehow or another, I remember that name, but I don't remember why I remember it.
It could be the website just updated and the story's gone.
Yeah, it's
but, all right. But, yeah, that was the same kind of thing. Debbie Dingell, a Democrat in Michigan, was up against Raymond Mullins. And, she was going to fill the seat vacated by her husband, Congressman John Dingell, who's the longest-serving member of Congress.
Right, let's get into the, the name recognition often carries an A, like when the Kennedys run around here. If your name's Kennedy, you're going to win. That's just how foolish voters are. Let's see. I mean, looking at how the elections have stacked up so far, I don't think there have been many Democratic primary challenges. Have there been? Mostly it's all been on the Republican side.
Most of everything that we've been hearing about has been on the Republican side. I don't know if the news just didn't report the Democrat ones or if there just haven't been many.
There are a lot of eccentric people who have been running for office and high office. I know around here locally you have eccentric people who want to be on town meeting or they want to run for selectmen or they might even run for state rep. But they don't often, at least that's been the case in the past, but good people don't want to run. So you get these characters, these bizarre, really fringe people with ideas that are not consistent with most of us, and they get traction. And sometimes they win. And I'm not here to tell you in an arrogant way that they're wrong. I think some of the changes, if not most of the, just a change, are actually better. Because most of these people deserve not to be there. It's back to the old rule of thumb that I wish we could get in place. 6 years for the presidency, one term, you can't run for re-election. Congress, 1 6-year term, you can't run for re-election. The Senate, 1 6-year term, you can't run for re-election. Governors, 6 years, one time, that's it. You can go from one to the next if you want to. You can run for Congress, then you want to run for the Senate, then you want to run for governor. That's fine. But to hold the same office, that's why there's so much corruption. Because these people get entrenched into these jobs, and they have so much power, and they demand attention from their constituents. And I'm not talking about you as a constituent. I'm talking about the business people or the people who will gain financially from them voting for some project, some idea. That's really how it shakes out, boys and girls. That's why we need to change things. All right, so let's see here. What else have we got? I'm looking around for other primary stuff.
It was Washington and Missouri.
Yeah, right. Anything notable here? As you referred to it, there are a lot of long knives out for this guy. And then, let's see here. I guess I think we've covered most of it. We're both hesitating here because we don't want to dig down too far because people lose interest. I think people lose interest anyway. That's the sad reality of all of this stuff because these people are so abusive because, they're all the same. Voters in Missouri, though, we were talking about this yesterday, and I thought we ought to follow up on the amendment question. The voters in Missouri were looking at adding to the state constitution the measure that guarantees the rights of residents to engage in farming and ranching practices. With all the precincts reporting, the measure appeared to pass by about 2,500 votes. Farming groups, agriculture conglomerates spent hundreds of thousands of dollars. Supporters said that this bill would end the interference by outsiders in Missouri's businesses. In fact, it does just the opposite. It's the usual rigmarole of putting something on the ballot, and it looks like one thing, and yet it's another. And I don't even begin to understand. We all say the same thing, that these ballot amendments and the initiatives are so poorly written, but it's by design. So how do they get away with it? How is it that things get put forth that seem in English to make sense and be one thing when in fact they are just the opposite? Just the opposite. That was interesting. Voters in Missouri soundly defeated a measure to raise the sales tax in Missouri. It would have provided a lot of money for road and bridge repairs. How'd they pay for it before? Road taxes. More road taxes. Anyway, I'm looking at I think that's the highlight, isn't it? Pretty much, Kenny, I think those...
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Ideology is pretty important. And so there's a lot of diligence here. What's the difference between the Republicans in the main and the Democrats in the main? And I think you're going to find, other than leadership, there's not much difference anymore between the two. There really isn't. But the only thing that's keeping them separated is the party whip or the leaders of the party that are trying to keep people in line. But there are a whole lot of independent thinkers that are around that would, if we could break down the system, go a long way to changing some of the things that are just really serious, horrible problems that we have to confront. But the leadership doesn't want to, and so you're put into position. I'd last one term in Congress anyway. It depend on where I was running. If I were running here in Massachusetts, I'd probably run as a Democrat. I don't believe in the Democratic philosophy much, but it would be a way to get elected. Depending on what you want. You want to get elected, or you want to stand on principle? That's what it is, right? I mean, think about
it. Absolutely, that's what it is.
That's all it is. You want to get elected, then you go with the flow. If I were living in Florida and wanted to run for Congress, I'd run as a Republican. Yeah. And I don't know what I'd do if I were running for Congress in California. But anyway, I'm not going to. So it's just food for thought. 16 and a half before the hour. In a moment, we update the television report for the day on Good Day.
We're having a baby, so we got to find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first 24-hour prescription-strength nasal allergy spray available over-the-counter, has a few facts for allergy sufferers. Fact 1. Your symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact 2. Antihistamines target only one chemical response. And Fact 3. Nasacort stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion. You've got the facts. Now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, partnering with celebrity chef Michael Simon. Summer is here, so let the outdoor grilling begin. According to a recent Bank of America survey, 51% of Americans are likely to have between 5 and 10 barbecues this summer, and many will be grilling pork. Michael Simon, TV host and grilling expert.
Requiring basic preparation and short cook time, pork is perfect for summer cookouts. Simply get a pork loin and cut it into medallions. Cover the medallions with olive oil and season with salt and pepper. Grill the pork for about 2 minutes aside until browned and caramelized. Reduce the heat and continue cooking for about 5 minutes or until cooked thoroughly. Throughout the summer, I will be partnering with Bank of America and SiriusEats.com to show off America's best cookout creations. Show us how you barbecue by posting pictures on Twitter, Facebook, and other social networks with the hashtag 123BBQ and have the chance for your picture to be featured on SiriusEats.com.
For more, visit SiriusEats.com/123BBQ.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer could be Boston Mass. It was Boston.
Television time here on Good Day. Rupert Murdoch controls 21st Century Fox, actually 20th Century Fox, but they want it updated, so 21st Century. The Fox Empire, Fox News, Fox, the entertainment channels, all the things he controls around the world, newspapers and magazines and television networks and all that stuff. Decided a month or so ago that he wanted to take over Time Warner. And the proposal made would have combined the two media companies into the largest media conglomerate in the world. So yesterday, after trying, sort of bullying his way in, he did an about-face. Sent an email to the Time Warner chairman, said that he was not going to pursue anymore his unsolicited $76 billion buyout offer. A lot of the people that are stockholders of Fox were not happy because Murdoch tends to always overpay for something that he wants. So the stock value of Fox went down. The value of 20th Century Fox went up. They own the 20th Century Fox movie studio and all that other stuff. And there's lots of, there's some really hefty assets here on both sides. This would have been a big deal, Kenny. Time Warner has
been
time.
Huge.
Warner Brothers movie studio, TNT, TBS, HBO. So anyway, Comcast, the largest cable and high-speed internet provider, trying to win approval to buy Time Warner Cable. AT&T is still trying to gobble up TV service, DirecTV. I think that Sprint, according to the story we have today at DougStefan.com, has changed their mind and withdrawn their bid to buy T-Mobile. So, yesterday I teased a little about the ratings from 24. It turns out that with what they call, it's the 7-day, it's the ratings of Monday, Friday, and the other people that are watching on VOD, that sort of stuff. There were about 3 million people, in addition to watching it real time, that have watched this, making it the most successful drama of the season, Kenny, with almost 11 million viewers.
Awesome.
Get up! It's over!
So, the support from those who have loved 24 is there for sure. So there has to be. I can't imagine that they aren't trying to come up with some idea. But they were smart because they did it in time. It's not like they feel like they have to come up with something, but they will. Because you can't sneeze at, especially with all the competition from so many different sources for entertainment, that they won the season in terms of drama with total viewers. That's a big deal. So anyway, they should be proud of the people that produced 24. Meanwhile, CBS has announced that they're going to add, excuse me, Jennifer Love Hewitt to Criminal Minds. I'm trying to figure out how she fits into that. I'm not a big fan of that show. I don't, but I, like Jennifer Love Hewitt, so maybe that's the kind of thing that'll bring me around to watching it. There's a lot of criminal psychology engaged in, I think, on that program. So I can see her as she's very smart and comes across well, so we'll see how that plays out. 51 after the hour, speaking of playing out, time's up for this moment or two in Good Day.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Man, am I always happy to hear from him on the Good Day program, as I love to talk about my pet. You love to talk about your pet. You love to learn. And Warren is a great teacher. So in just a matter of moments, we're going to delve into the world of pets, the latest pet invention. There's a book, by the way, that Warren's written. How many books have you written altogether?
Well, I'm tired now. 11.
11 books. All right. The one I like the best is Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. That's the one that I like the best of all of your books. Which one do you like best?
The one I'm working on, I'm thinking of writing a book called All Dogs Are Jewish or They Went to Catholic School Because They Make Us Feel So Guilty. That's the next
one.
Long
title. Got to see if you can do something to maybe squeeze that down a little bit. All right, so Warren talks pets in just a minute here on Good Day.
Anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like Atlantic High Concert Ukulele for just $59. Sheet music stands for $19. A custom personal PA system or an HDMI karaoke player, your choice, just $69. Plus, enter for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to see Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. It's Guitar Center's 50th anniversary. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. You can't beat the open road, but saving money on motorcycle insurance is a close second. That's why I switched to Geico. Reminds me of the time I switched to a new helmet without a face mask and swallowed a bunch of gnats when I accidentally yawned. Those suckers tasted bad. Unlike Geico Motorcycle Savings, which always tastes real good. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first 24-hour prescription-strength nasal allergy spray available over-the-counter, has a few facts for allergy sufferers. Fact 1. Your symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact 2. Antihistamines target only one chemical response. And fact 3. Nasacort stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion. You've got the facts. Now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
All right, so Warren, I have an email from a fellow named Jeff who says, 3 years ago, my 11-year-old chocolate lab Butch was diagnosed with a very large and fast-growing tumor around his heart. The vet estimated approximately 2 weeks Butch had to live. I had so many questions for the doctor after I left the clinic, but was so devastated I couldn't even ask or talk about this without breaking down. I called after a couple of days. The doctor said that I will know when it was time for him to be put to sleep. The same day last week that Butch, the same day last week that Butch got so he could hardly walk 20 feet with laying down and being out of breath, I was listening to Doug Steffen. Your discussion included a statement, your pet's eyes will tell you when it's time. And I have talked to you about that with regard to Charlotte. Richie asked me once on the air, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago, whether I was preparing for Charlotte. No, I'm not going to prepare for Charlotte. Charlotte's going to be like the rest of us. But I have, because of all of the focus on Charlotte and her accident and losing her sight, a lot of pressure came to bear for a while until people saw Charlotte recovering. You know, the thought was that even one of the vets said, well, you know, if it had been me, I'd have put her to sleep when the accident happened. Yeah. I might have, because I thought for a while that she wanted to go, but I don't feel that at all now, and I think she'll tell me when she wants to go. And I wonder how that philosophy works with you.
I agree 100% of the time. In other words, there are so many times I get calls on my show, Doug, where people have been told by either a veterinarian or our well-meaning friends or family, you know, put the dog to sleep. It's not fair for the dog. It's not fair for this. The only person that knows their dog or their cat that well is the person that lives with them 24/7. Right. And I honestly believe, and I'm not the most spiritual guy in the world, but I honestly believe that your animals will definitely let you know when it's time to move on to that rainbow bridge. Looking in their eyes, their body language, or even some type, you know, I believe we have some type of communication with our pets that is beyond what we understand.
Absolutely.
And yep. So when it's time, they were like, when I had to put my dog to sleep about 2 months ago, Skyler, we lay down, we looked in each other's eyes, and tears in my eyes, I knew it was time for Sky to move on to the rainbow bridge.
Yeah. There's a lot of hype on hypoallergenic drugs for dogs. Is there this business about allergies, is it overplayed, or do dogs really, are they more sensitive? We have about 30 seconds here than are humans to allergies.
I think because, you know, we keep our dogs inside nowadays, which is a good thing, and we kind of don't give them the opportunity to be around things. So I think you're absolutely right. I think there are more allergens that affect our pets nowadays than ever before. Or probably part of it is also it's much more readily diagnosed.
Mm-hmm. So do you believe in shots and things for dogs that have allergies? Do you think that's the way to go?
If the allergies are severe enough, yes. I had one of my dogs on shots for years, and he did absolutely fine, but you got to work with the right veterinarian to come out with a shot specifically for your pet.
Yeah, there's a serum that gets mixed up after they understand the problems. Warren, next time, check out the pet.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.